Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rusty and I were in complete agreement. Peeps, Dave used this word earlier. It's a great word. Great word. Abomination. That's what peeps are. I mean, just gross. They're awful. Bottom feeder candy. Below a bottom feeder candy. And then we are in great agreement on jelly beans. What a great candy it is. I like multiple. Not sure if Rusty's a single or a multiple. And then you said what off air? Why don't you share that? And then why don't you just walk out of the room after saying this?
Well, first of all, on peeps, they are terrible to eat, but they are fun to throw in a microwave and see how they grow and then burst. That's a good time. Hold them over a fire.
You know, I've started to understand the last couple of days that you lead a lonely life. You like to wait in line for a mediocre food at best. If you missed it yesterday, I don't know how you did. Dave Harrigan waited 15 minutes in line for a rotisserie chicken and also believes you should only get one at a time. And even if the line is 15 minutes, you should go to the back of the line to get your second one, which is even more baffling. And now, as a 38-year-old man who's an adult, who's a father, you like to see things explode in the microwave. Is this after the edible, during the edible, or before the edible?
The kids love it. They love to see those peeps grow in the microwave and get all giant and gooey. And as for the chicken, sir, I'll have you know I've had chicken the last 2 days for lunch, as have the children. My wife has had some, and there's still plenty left over, my man.
No, there's not.
There sure is.
Chicken. No.
We still got one leg, two thighs, a wing, and a couple little pieces of the breast.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeding? Do these kids each get like a tiny spoonful of chicken? Is that what you're – do I need to contact the authorities?
They get as much as they need.
No wonder they had a backpack on at Cub the other day. They were hoping another family would adopt them and they could bring their stuff.
Wow. You're cutting deep right now.
I think I am.
Well, you know, it might be the case. It might not. I don't know.
Truth hurts,
truth,
man.
Truth. Truth can't truth. Be controversial, as a great truth man once said. Back to your original question. Jelly beans, the proper way to enjoy jelly beans is to take the entire bag,
yeah,
hold it in your hands,
yeah,
stare at the label, read about them, find all yes. the flavors you have in that bag, and then
no greatness is coming, right?
Toss them in the trash.
What?
They are a, as you would say, bottom of the bottom feeder candy.
No one, and I repeat, no one doesn't enjoy jelly beans.
Folks with a sense of taste do.
Somebody who can eat a rotisserie chicken for 6 weeks apparently doesn't like them. Honestly. We might do what is Durush go home. We're going to do 3 hours on jelly beans because he's getting out of it. Got a Twins game at 5.
How about that? Nice for him.
Yes. We're going to it every dang day. I'm on a R&D mission starting tomorrow, so I'm flying the former governor If we said a former governor who's often on this show, we got some picks.
We've got people. No question about that.
How about the present governor? Is he ever going to come on this show again?
I think he's given up on you.
Does he go on any shows anymore?
Well,
Mr. Walls?
Maybe, you know what? I'm not going to say no. State fair time. State fair time, you know, they like to make the rounds. We'll have another little rally in front of the building.
I mean, is it the Politburo? I mean, when he was a congressman, he was on this show every other week.
Would you like me to make another request?
I would like that.
All right, I'll do it for tomorrow while you're gone. Maybe he'll want to come on.
No, not tomorrow with Tim Pawlenty. You know, I don't want that to happen. How about Thursday, Friday one? Every other person on the show does the show on the road. I'm going to go on the road. Palm Springs, the location for Thursday and Friday show.
Hawaii somebody's wasn't enough. Now you got to escape to Palm Springs.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to do it. So
tough life for you.
There's a lot of part of this life that is tough. I got to be honest, but that part is okay. I fixed something today, and I should receive something for the fact I fixed something. And it's minor. But so I'm gonna make omelets. I'm a good omelet maker. Of course, you've established that omelets aren't that good and scrambled eggs are just as good. You're wrong. Omelets are better.
No, scrambled eggs are not just as good. They are better.
Oh, no, please. Scrambled eggs are overrated. You know, they're lazy. You know, you just throw it in there and just stir it up. You know, they're lazy. Omelet, there's more expertise with the omelet. And I'm going over to the stovetop. Yep, lap of luxury. I've got a stovetop. Turn that gas on. I smell that gas quick. Where is that little flame, Dave? I turn it off. I go, you know, baby, a little too quick. Boom, boom. I do it again and again. Have no idea. My first call, of course, is neighbor Bill. I may be moving in the next year plus. I know America is, you know, really excited about that. I might need to bring neighbor Bill with me to my new location. Is that possible?
Will he live with you? Guest house situation?
No, he has to get his own place.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I'm sure Holly and the family will miss him. I need somebody, gal, guy, I don't care, to fix things. And neighbor Bill is one. He was befuddled. Then, of course, I call handyman extraordinaire Clyde, who was in Arizona. I did not okay that. So I'm a little disappointed that he made that trip without my okay. And then he pointed out something, and I figured it out, where sometimes, you know, you get some outlets that are all tied to one outlet where you got to push that little button that is sometimes in between the outlets. You push that to reset everything?
Yeah, the reset button.
The reset button. I like to go, what's that button that resets things? What's that called? That's called a reset button, apparently. And boom, a couple of the outlets start working. The gas continued to work, but now there was a flame. Because both those guys were, well, let's just put a lighter up there. I saw that as the end of my life. Too much gas. So, knowing I'm not very handy, how much credit do you give me for Clyde semi-guiding me to the reset button to get a couple outlets working again and also so I could use the stove?
Did you know?
0 to 10. How much credit?
Well, first of
all, knowing the bar is so low for me.
Did you know Clyde was in Arizona when you called him?
No. In fact, I'm not. Okay. As I alluded, I'm not sure. I did not okay it, and I believe I should be allowed to okay him these trips. No, I did not. I did not. Would I have called him anyway if he was in Arizona?
100% you would have.
100%.
Chad needs an omelet, Clyde. I give you 0 to 10. I give you a 6 because
come on.
You just finding the outlet, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know these outlets, and sometimes, you know, you have to reset just that outlet, but this is like one of those super outlets.
Boom, super, right? You say.
The super outlet, which controls a lot of things in rooms. Every house or every condo has a couple of those super outlets. So if you're somebody who's handy, do you get all the credit for that? Or is it what people say your parents taught you? I'm not going to say just the dad, because sometimes it's the mom who's more handy. If you're not handy, as I am not, with equipment, not that equipment, not a problem there, but, you know, fixing things. Is it fair for me to blame the most famous member of the media that Minnesota has ever had? Or is that a cop-out? It's just, I mean, I'm a 57-year-old man, and I can't be blaming my father for what he did and didn't teach me when I was an 8-year-old. Because I still want to blame him. I still want to blame him. If you're brilliant or incompetent at fixing things, and you're now a grown-ass woman or man, can you still blame your parents? Because I'm saying yes. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Where's Harrigan on this? We know in other areas of the bedroom, the word is he's not very handy. But in other aspects around the house, can he figure things out? He's in the media, so the answer is probably no. Where do you stand on this one? Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave, continue to play countdown music because it's National Countdown Day. The audience had to remind us it's National Countdown Day because it's the third month and it's the 21st day of the month. So it's 3-2-1. We didn't figure that out right away. Number of texts here. I think this is one that nails it. Peeps are the rotisserie chickens of the candy world. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They're not that good. Come on.
They're awful. Both of them. Rotisserie chickens. Peeps are as bad as circus peanuts. I think overall, peanuts are overrated. Don't you?
Peanuts in general or the circus peanuts? Because that's a different thing.
I think overall, circus peanuts, too, are just a disaster.
Well, circus peanuts are properly rated because I think they're universally dismissed as an awful, awful candy. Peanuts themselves, an actual peanut, delightful, underrated.
They need to be accompanied by other food treats. Scrambled eggs make an excellent filling for an omelet. Whoa. I'm not familiar with that. Are you familiar with that one? You make the scrambled eggs. You have them ready. Then when the omelet is done, as opposed to adding maybe onions or peppers or tomatoes or various cheeses, you add the scrambled eggs.
I've never conceived of such a strange idea. It's like putting a burger inside of a burger.
That's I'm an egg lover. That's a lot of eggs. On my lack of mechanical skills, you can't blame your father, Chad. You use Air Mechanical like you'd use K&S. My father was like if there was a pecking order, people while he was alive who could fix mechanical things, he literally was last. Now, he did somehow work the the old school where to be on the road, pre-internets, as you like to call it. And they'd have to, bang out the column and then send it and connect it. He occasionally would get that to work. I saw him endless times on the road swearing up a storm trying to get that thing to work. And he wouldn't even think about looking at me because he knew he had taught me nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. If something was going haywire at the house, would he make an effort or did he know enough just to make a call?
Didn't even know where to look, didn't know where to start.
Okay.
I don't even know if he knew where the breakers were in the house.
Really?
I don't think I ever saw him replace a light bulb. In all sincerity, I'm trying to think of one time. I did see him put batteries in, like the remote.
It's pretty good.
No, let me add, too. Many times I had to come over and remind the sequence, No, turn it this way, So that's like, old school when I'd travel, sometimes around the country for jobs or go to college, and I'd put the stereo together. Oh, my God. I was aroused. I was so happy that I could put the stereo together. I think I plugged in like, six things. Outlet, whatever, from this to this.
Sure.
Most people, they did it while having a conversation. I'd be studying it. like Belichick studying the game plan. I'd get it done and be like, yes! just very proud of myself. You need to start using YouTube videos, ChatGPT, Google searches. Well, some stuff comes natural to me. I'm a 57-year-old female. That can MacGyver a lot of things. I'm jealous. It's Gary from Somerset. Gary, I might be moving out that way in a couple of years. I might jot your number down, Gary. If I start calling Gary in like 2 years, hey, Chad Hartman, I was, fired about 2 years ago from CCO Radio. I saved your number to fix things. How quickly would she hang up, do you think?
Well, I mean, if you, butter her up a little bit. Hey, I heard you can MacGyver some stuff. If you use that as a verb, I think that helps.
Yeah, there would there'd be a restraining order very quickly. Another text here. My dad was skilled in practically every mechanical art. And while there were individual things he taught me, it was willing to try and have confidence in myself that helped me in the field and the business I started later. I am confident in many things in life. And yes, YouTube has helped me a lot. I need to have you. I know of the ChatGPT. Have you used it yet, Harrigan?
No,
I've not used it yet either. I'm not very confident in this area. You want to know why I'm not very confident in this area, Dave? Because I'm terrible at it.
Why are you not confident because you're terrible, or are you terrible because you lack the confidence?
No. It's terrible, and then I'm not confident.
I think that's maybe where one can blame their parents. I think most relatively simple jobs, you can find a good YouTube video, ChatGPT, whatever. You can find a good way to figure things out. But I think it's your parents that give you the gumption to actually go ahead and try and tackle something, a home project or a repair that you've never done before.
Well, here's another example. My father, this would be even when I was 10, 12, whatever, and something would break down. And one of my friends would be over, like Eric or Dave or Paul or something. And right away, hey, do you guys know how to fix this? Would he even think about asking me? No, maybe this has been some deep-seated stuff I've been holding on to for years. It's spilling out over the air here at CCO, Dave.
It's time to get you on the couch, I think, with a good therapist. Let's get to the bottom of this, Chan.
I'm kind of leaning back in the chair right now thinking about it, you know. Okay, so how are you on the mechanical side around the house?
Not great. I replaced a thermostat a little while ago. That turned out to be really, really easy, but it took me about 8 years to get the courage to go and do it.
No chance would I even contemplate that.
I mean, I can, like, you know, replace the screen on a window if the screen gets torn or something like that. I've done a couple of those. I can do simple plumbing.
Wait a second.
Like,
hold on a second. Are you just buying a screen at, like, Lowe's or Home Depot, and then you're putting it back in?
Yeah, pretty much. You buy the screen. You cut it to size. You get a little thing. I can't remember what it's called. But
hold on a second. I'm not cutting it to size. Wait a second. If it's the exact same size, and then I take it out and put it in, what do you got, a saw system at the house?
No,
what are
no.
you doing there?
You've got the frame. If the screen rips, you know, in front of the inside the frame, you got to pull the screen out with, I believe, what's called spline, the rubber stuff that holds it in. You get the new screen on a roll. You cut it. You put it in there. You can put the stuff back in. Boom. It's not that hard, but it seemed hard at the time. Simple plumbing I can do if I got a leaky faucet. I got a shot at that.
I mean, compared to me, you're Superman.
Well, in more ways than one.
Okay. I knew I was walking.
Call me the Man of Steel, Chad.
Yes. Well, first time you've heard that. I know that. Are we really doing this? This is really the path we are going. Details in moments.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is this the quintessential countdown song?
Well, the final countdown is the quintessential countdown song.
No.
But this is right along with it, just maybe a half step below.
I've disqualified that rancid song that you mentioned. Idaho lawmakers have approved a bill which would allow prisoner executions by firing squads. Yesterday, the Idaho state legislature passed it with a veto-proof majority to reinstate a firing squad as the backup method. Bill now headed to the Idaho governor. He previously supported the death penalty. Other supporters say the death sentences currently are ineffective in the state because they have been unable to get the drugs needed to carry out lethal injections. This has come up many times over the last few years in the states where they have death penalty. The problems with medications and potentially causing excruciating pain and the legality of it, let alone the morality of it. How many states, by the way, consider using firing squads for executions? Currently now, Dave Harrigan, you have... Did you look and see how many states have firing squads for executions in this country?
I think I heard the number yesterday.
Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, and South Carolina all have laws. South Carolina judge has put the state's firing squad law on hold with a lawsuit challenging the method. Idaho previously had a firing squad for executions, by the way. It adopted this in 1982, the year I was born, by the way. Never used it. That option was removed from state law in 2009 after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a method favoring more commonly used legal injections. You had Idaho last year. They could not execute a convicted murderer because the death warrant expired due to a lack of lethal injections. We differ on this, correct? I think as much as I am conflicted on this, and I will fully admit I'm greatly conflicted on this because we have a justice system which can fail. We also have such acts, in my opinion, in the rare exceptions where I believe the death penalty is warranted. And my fear is, because of our flawed system, that we put someone to death and this individual is eventually exonerated. The data's out there on mistakes. We see stories once a week, twice a week, once every 2 weeks of somebody who's been released after 15, 20, 25 years in prison where new information has come out or there was incompetence, there was corruption. So this is my conflict. But I think some offenses are so brutal, cruel, inhumane, that for them, I'm not saying it's a deterrent to others because I don't think these maniacs think that way at all. Zero. It's just for that person. I know you're against it, right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yeah, not just okay. For mistakes, but I don't think it's my choice, a judge's choice, a jury's choice to decide life or death.
Sure. And that's a position shared by tens of millions. If we don't have the proper drugs to do this, to end lives without extraordinary pain, then no. I don't think our society in 2023 should be lining up horrid a horrid individual or individuals and shooting them through a firing squad. And a lot of people are going to say, and trust me, I'm taking a winding path on this. I know that. A lot of people say, well, wait a second, what's the difference? You're putting them to death. You're making this moral decision about, is that really what our country should be behind? And do we really know if this is going to hold up? There's something for me that is line crossing of an advanced civilization, of a firing squad in 2023 versus medicine, which works, which can put someone to death without shooting, you know. What's next, the guillotine? No, I'm not going to do this. So I want to hear from people on this. 651-461-9226. Am I using weird logic, Dave, where I'm saying I'm for it in these rare, rare cases for the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, but I'm also saying it has to be medication which just ends their life versus extraordinary pain and the firing squad? No, this isn't Game of Thrones. This isn't a video game. This isn't what we did decades and centuries ago.
Just seems medieval, doesn't it? I mean, well beyond medieval too. But yeah, I was reading about it last night and thinking, man, who are the? You know, that's a lot to put on people. That okay, you're going to be the one with the gun, and you're going to go, you know, get out, and it might be your bullet that kills the guy,
right?
And then I thought, you know what? Sadly, there's a lot of people that would sign up for it too.
In certain parts of this country, honestly, you might get hundreds of thousands of people to sign up. Right?
Yeah. You would. Absolutely, you would.
If you're in law enforcement and you're required to do this, what an ask. I assume we're going to set up a certain division, right, where you know this is a requirement. It can't be just a random draw. Hey, Dave, it's your turn today.
Yeah.
What do you think, folks? Phone call, text. Death penalty overall. Idaho joining other states and saying if the drugs aren't available, we're just going to do a firing squad. We're going to line them up. We're going to shoot them in the head and kill them. Medieval barbaric to me. As a person who thinks if we can get the medication in the rare, rare, rare case that I still would consider death penalty. 651-461-9226.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Among the texts on the death penalty topic, the death penalty is certainly not a deterrent. That does not work. I don't believe it's a deterrent. I think brutally cruel people don't think this way about, oh, well, that happened to this person, so I'm not going to do it. No, I just think in those rare cases, the punishment is just. But no, I am 100% out on the firing squad. Bring back public hangs. Let the bad guys see what happens to them. It's not going to have any effect. We're better than that. Just because it's old school doesn't mean it's bad. A bullet is cheap justice when you're 100% sure you have the correct evildoer. Are we ever 100% sure? That's a bit of my concern, and a lot of people raising the idea of, wait a second, if we got assisted suicide in states, if we put dogs to sleep, what's going on with the lack of medicine? I want to get to one other topic with you also, Jason. What do you want to say about this with Idaho considering firing squads as an option?
I analyze this question this way. Would I be able to give the order for someone to open fire on another human? And my answer is no. So that's how I feel about it.
I could not either.
I've changed. I used to be pro-death penalty, and now I'm against it.
With the right medicine, I'm still for it, and it better be in minuscule amount. So COVID parents and telling the truth. Saw this story today. Survey of 580 parents published in the Journal of American Medicine found that more than a quarter of parents reported misrepresenting their kids' COVID status or otherwise not adhering to COVID isolation protocols, typically in the name of parental freedom. Does that surprise you in any way?
Seems kind of low.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
I mean, we're selfish. Sometimes we're out of options as parents where you just hope for the best. I don't think this is like on the scale of things to be outraged. I think it's sort of understandable.
Although at the time, and as it turned out, the kid numbers were very, very, very low.
Very low.
Especially on hospitalizations, of significant hospitalizations.
And we don't think the kids were like passing it on to grandma and then grandma was dying. Like,
at the time, that was the concern.
We didn't know.
And again, you know what I guess? I guess about half.
Yeah, I would say.
Telling the truth, you know?
We were nervous because we have, you know, Alyssa's parents live here. They're older. I don't think we misrepresented ever.
The comeback for people to be more upset would be, now, wait a second. If, hypothetically, you and Alyssa, your kids, Sam and Seth, weren't around other older individuals, hypothetically, right? But Sam and Seth go to school. They infect my kids. My kids live with their grandparents. Aren't you being selfish?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but we're selfish. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Are you mad about this? It's hard because you have
immune compromised
child. So yeah. It's more personal.
It is more personal. I'm more matter of fact about it.
Yeah, I get it.
There are parts of my life where I'm also selfish too. I'm not here to say, whoa, I'm flawless, never make mistakes. I think we knew this at the time, and some of it, Jason, was I don't know what else to do, and others was just arrogant. I don't care about this. I'm just going to lie. My kid's going to be fine.
Couldn't miss school. Didn't want to miss, you know, miss work. Some of this stuff.
Yep.
I don't know
exactly.
We did our best.
What's coming up on the DeRusha Experience?
Short show today, 2 hours. I got a guy who is a business owner, a pizza man, who is a felon and has turned his life around and now is slinging pies.
Oh,
pretty cool. DeRusha Eats, Columbia Heights Pizza Man at 4 o'clock.
I like it. I'll be listening. Jason is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.